what's been interesting about watching Whitman as she's been exploring the possibility of a campaign for the last several months is how quickly she's built support among Republican Party regulars. I think right now that support is based more on the idea of Meg Whitman, a potential female candidate, a candidate from the private sector with CEO experience, a candidate who's worked in the high-tech field for a recognizable company like eBay. I think people are more interested or intrigued or enthusiastic right now about the concept of Meg Whitman than who she actually is.
What does she need to do to make that happen?
I think what she'll probably do now that she's officially declared her candidacy is begin talking in more detail about her policy agenda. We're certainly going to learn a lot more about her biography over the next several months, particularly her work at eBay. But while that certainly intrigues voters and may even give her the credibility with voters that they'll eventually need to cast a ballot, moving forward, they're going to want to hear some policy details. How is she going to balance the budget? How is she going to bring jobs to California? How is she going to take on the challenges the state faces on education and public safety and the environment and immigration and the other major issues that the next governor is going to have to deal with?
So you do see her as the front runner on the Republican ticket so far?
Yeah, the polls show her right now having moved ahead of both Steve Poizner, the state insurance commissioner, and former Congressman Tom Gamble. So even though she's not held elective office like the other two candidates, the fact that she's a female, the fact that she's a former CEO and has background with a company as well known as eBay, really sure seems to have captured the imagination of a lot of voters.
Now, Whitman already has some skeptics with her proposal to take away 40,000 jobs at the state level. If she were to become the Republican nominee, what's the likelihood of that actually happening under what's looking like a Democratic-controlled legislator in 2010?
Well, and that's something that she's going to have to talk about now that she is an announced candidate. What Whitman has done up until now, and actually what Jerry Brown is doing on the Democratic side, is they're putting off those more specific conversations until they become actual announced formal candidates. So one of the things that she'll have to discuss in the months ahead is not only what she wants to do, but how she's going to convince Democratic legislators who've resisted this course of action, how she's going to convince them to work with her going forward.
What are the main obstacles that you foresee for Whitman? What does she need to do in order to become the governor of California?
Candidates from the private sector who start out in politics running for a top-the-ticket office tend to make mistakes along the way. And Whitman's going to make them, just like other politicians have. The test is going to be how she recovers from them. And if she does recover and if she does become the Republican nominee for governor, then she's got either Jerry Brown, the state attorney general, or Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, waiting for her. And those are two pretty big challenges, too.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan, for joining us here on Annenberg Radio News.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.